you'll see that he is a slower animal. You know, you can just see it at a glance that he's slower than Amitrak. He ran a 7 furlong. You keep that horse in, you've got to adjust the race. You've got to make the distance adjustment. So I come down to Sean Mark. I keep Sean Mark. I come on down. I keep Mr. Charney. I come over. I don't know what he did. I throw out Challenger's sword at the present time. I throw out Upper Bridges. I keep Famous Planet. And I keep Little Anthony for a minute. Then I look back and I see Little Anthony ran a 7 furlong. He's a slow horse. Famous Planet won a 7 furlong. So, you know, I'm going to keep Sean Mark and I'm going to keep Mr. Charlie Z in for just a minute. Then I'm going to compare my horses. Now, I've got 1 7-furlong horse. This calls for an adjustment. Now, I'm going to decide between Sean's Mark and Mr. Charlie and Famous Planet. I don't think it'd make any difference if you keep Famous Planet in. You've narrowed it to 3 possible winners. In my estimation, there are only 2 that can possibly win the race. It's Sean's Mark and Mr. Charlie Z. I look at that and I see that is a tandem race. Sean Mark and Mr. Charlie Z came out of the same race, Prince Rainbow race. If you don't have the tandem manual, you need to get one, because you can sure learn to handicap by the use of the tandem concept. I look down at Sean, I look at Sean Mark and I compare Sean Mark and Mr. Charlie Z. And I see that Mr. Charlie Z, I know why Charlie Z lost the race when he ran with Prince Rainbow. He had to fight. This horse likes to have the lead, and he had to fight for it to the stretch. He's headed at the stretch. He's used up all of his early energy. I see that Sean's Mark is the closer in the race. I know by looking at the past performance that early speed, or the percentage early, is good at color. I let the racing form keep my track profile for me. I never look at just one race in the past performance. I look at all the races. I know that Mr. Charlie Z is going to take the lead. Well, can he take it here? We've got Upper Bridges that likes to take the lead. We've got Famous Planet that likes to take the lead. Is that going to set it up for Sean's Mark again? All right, Upper Bridges is coming off of a maiden. I look down, I say, these are 3-year-olds. Non-winners. I look down at Mr. Charlie Z. I see that he ran at Hialeah. Upper Bridges, he ran a 22 and change. Upper Bridges ran a 22 and change. A 46 and change. And a 113 and 4. Then I look down at the second race, at the maiden race, and I say, whoa, wait a minute. Mr. Charlie Z ran a 112 and changed too. That's quite a bit better than a 113. I eliminate Upper Bridges. Now I've taken these horses from the first call to the second call, looked at the internal fractions, and taken them off. I come down and I look at Famous Planet at Hialeah. And I see the best that horse can run is about a 113 at a 46 and 2. I have then, in actuality, 2 horses left. Now, if I want to go ahead and I put in Sean's Mark, Mr. Charlie Z, Amitrak, and Famous Planet, the way this guy did, then I've got to do something on adjustments. If I may say yes, yes, I will get the slower horse. If I say yes, zero, I will get the slower horse. In my mind, I know who the fastest horse is. And I want to make sure to give this horse the benefit of UltraScan and see what I'm going to get. So I'm going to say no to this race and let UltraScan and Variant make that distance adjustment. All right? I would look up then at Challenger Sword and see that probably he is the best of rest for a possibility place, because I've already gone back one race and looked at his internal fractions and go low, so I may want to throw him in as the fifth horse. Now that's the way that I would adjust, make the adjustments. Now I've showed you how to narrow it down to the true contenders. If I put it in the computer by Famous Planet and Challenger Sword, I would probably put an Amatrix, I'd probably put a little asterisk by their name, not to bet to win. I don't think the horses could win the race. But I'm going to have to do something. The race needs adjusting now because of the distance change. You recognize this. So I say, now if I adjust these horses, I'll get one of my asterisks above these other horses. So I say, no. So when my computer asks, adjust this race, I say, no, I'm not going to adjust it. And then I look at the UltraScan plus Variant with the model that Tom put on the board up here. If I don't have a model, I don't know what I'd do because I don't have one. So you would just have to, you would have to know what is being done at your track. I'm sure that this is just about when Caller was open.
Okay.
And it just, the tandem concept can carry over from track to track. It doesn't matter just because the horses are changing tracks, they still ran against each other. Now going to a track that favors early speed, it even gives Charlie Z a little more of an edge. And how do I know this? You could run your energy and find out. You could find past forms, and maybe there's some races that have somebody, Sean Mark, and Charlie Z has already run over the track. Now, the winner isn't in the race, but that's your tandem concept. Now, showing you that race shows you a race that needs adjusting, but I've narrowed it down to I know who my top two contenders are to win. You know, I'm not considering these others to win. And I may, you know, run them through and see. And you do things like this and run them through the computer. If you put yes, yes in, it'd probably get Amatrix. If you put yes, no in, it'd probably get Amatrix. And if you want Amatrix, you know, you can have him. But he's not going to win the race. He's too slow to win the race. Can you see that he's too slow to win this race? This is recognizing fast horses and slow horses. This is knowing when to make the adjustment. Now, let's just for the sake of saying something, let's say Charlie Z is coming from a 7 furlong race and not out of a tandem. Say, well, he's a pretty fast horse. I'd better adjust this race. And do the same thing or depend on UltraScan and Variant. When you can narrow your contenders, true contenders, I wouldn't put some of these other horses in if I'm going to say yes, no. Because because I'd get the horses and I don't want them. Had all the horses I want. And so have some of these guys. They'd like to sell them. God Almighty, I'd be tickled to death if I owned old Cayley's Hope and somebody bought him for $10,500. And I wouldn't care. You know, my horses was never bought for any big price. They went to the Alpo factory. You know, they were on their last leg when I got through because they couldn't win anyway. Now,
that tandem thing between Shens and Mr. Charlie Z. Like Charlie Z was preferred over Shens based on the tandem fence.
Sir?
I want to make sure everybody knows why you took Charlie Z over Shens, even though Shens beat Charlie Z.
I would look back. If you look back down even four or five races, I don't care where I go after I find the tandem. I want to find the best of the horses in the tandem. And I look down, I may take Mr. Charlie Z off of the race under the one that is lined and take a Sean's Mark off the third one down. You know, I don't care where I take it. But I narrow it down, I know which of the two best horses. Now, I'm going to find out which is the best of these two. And I also can't tell you. They say Charlie Z is the best horse. And I said, I'm going to bet on
it. So what?
Why will Ultraskin do it? If you put the two in and say no to the adjustments because it doesn't need it, it gets a fast disorder. Well, because of the way that it's designed.
Right. Shan's Mark beat it there in that tandem race.
Pardon?
Shan's Mark beat Charlie.
You wasn't listening.
Well, the tandem race,
you wasn't listening.
Off the winner.
You wasn't listening when I went through it. There's a reason that Mark beat it in the tandem race. There was a reason. Because someone takes Charlie Lee, made him run faster than he liked to run. And he ain't going to run that fast if they win this race. You know, they run about 23. So you look at this and you can determine about what they're going to run. And, you know,
well, why do you know that this Charlie Z is not going to run?
You have a tandem manual?
What do you say?
You have a tandem manual?
No, I don't.
Well, that's what you need, because in the tandem thing, you take out the horses that won the tandem, and you concentrate on the horses behind it.
Yeah.
Tandem winners only repeat 8% of the time when the energy, only then when the energy has to be bigger than in order to be higher than the other. That's the tandem concept he's talking about.
Exactly.
It's a reverse of what
it's a reverse of what you do, because he's only going to win. Now, the race that Tom showed you was also a tandem race. And that is one of the times that one of the winners have a chance to repeat the race for the very reason that they meet the energy requirements of the track.
Jimmy would have just bet the winner because it came in second in the tandem race. He would have automatically done that. He's trying to rationalize it to you and the
end of the term and show you how Mr. Charlie Z lost to Sean's Mark when he lost before. You know, you compare the horses. We see that Sean's Mark ran a faster final time, but you look at each of the internal fractions and see which has the best internal fractions. Now, he's not going to face anything like that today, internal fractions like that today. And this will show you why he got beat the last time. He had to run too fast, too early, and exerted too much early energy.
Look at their second call, their respective second call. All their lines are closed.
All right, now, this is just an example of the tandem. And this shows you how the tandem can help you get true contenders in a race. Now, what if we don't have the tandem? And we've got all type of distance changes. We've got all type of track conditions. And we've got other type of variance, track to track, etc. What are we going to do? There are two ways that you can do this. At a glance, we say, yes, this race needs to be adjusted. I've got my contenders. I look at them. I've got one coming from a 7 furlong. He's a true contender. Today is a 6 furlong. I've got one coming from a 6.5. I'm just giving you first instances. Got one I had to take. He ran a good race on a, say, a muddy track. And I've got to use that baseline. I've got to, because I can't take him from a better one. So I'm going to, when the computer says, do I want to adjust this race? I'm going to say, yeah. The computer asked me a question. And I've got to know how I want to answer that question. And I'm going to say yes. Now, what you've got to know when you answer yes is, how am I going to adjust this race? Now, how am I going to do this? Do I want the computer to do it for me? Or do I put in my own variance? If you're keeping an accurate profile and you would like to put in your own variance, energy variance, you may put in your own variance. When it comes to open adjustment, you, instead of putting in the number that the computer gives you, you can put in the number there from your adjustments. Now, if you're not keeping an accurate profile, you haven't run it from the pace lines, and you want the computer to make it for you, then you put in the number given in pace adjustment into the open adjustment. Then it comes up and it gives you a third fraction adjustment. The only time that I use third fraction adjustments would be at a bull ring type track. And you need to know, by keeping looking at the charts, running it, if these really need. I think it's Pomona you had to make it. Had to use yes and then put in the third fraction adjustment. At Hollywood, I would not use it. At Santa Anita, I would not use it. At Laurel, I did not use the third fraction adjustment. So I put a zero in that particular answer. I use the computer adjustments. I would say yes if the race needs adjustment. I say, yep, I want to adjust this race. Now, I don't have anything to put in. I don't have a track profile. So I've got to put in the number the computer gives me or use UltraScan plus variant. So at this particular time, on all of the distance changes and the track changes and the conditions, I have a little more faith in putting in the adjustment in the open adjustment. Then when it comes to the third fraction adjustment, I put in zero. Now when I look at the sort that the computer has given me, I do not look at UltraScan plus variant. The reason I don't look at UltraScan plus variant is because it is overweighted now because I use my own adjustments. I have turned UltraScan raw into UltraScan plus variant with the computer adjustments. Everybody followed me that far. Just yes, I need to adjust this race. Yep, I'm going to use the computer adjustment. Nope, I'm not going to use third fraction adjustment. And I'm going to type it in so I'll know dang well I put it in there and the computer's going to accept it. Because these are tricky little things sometimes, you know. they may not want to put in what I want to get in there. So I'm going to make sure that if it says 1.20, then I'm going to put 1.20 in there. And I know I don't want the third fraction, so I'm not going to make sure that I'm going to make sure that it doesn't go in, so I'm going to put zero. I'm not going to put O. We wished 1,000 times, if not more, that we've never used O for the third fraction, because people can't tell the difference between an O and a zero on the computer. But I put in zero, the numeral, you know, the one that has a little dash in it. I put in zero because I make sure I don't want it in there. Only time I make sure that I is like Vandal does at Pomona or some of these other tracks that you know that it has to go in, then I put it in there to make sure that it goes in. Now that's how you use and make adjustments. When you make your own adjustments, don't make a daily variant adjustment. Don't add this. Don't make a class adjustment. Don't do any of this. And if you adjust one horse, adjust all of the horses that need adjusting. Same thing with when you use your, now the only difference is if you're using your own variant, you may not adjust the zero horse. You know, I don't do it. I just use the computer adjustments. And once you use the computer adjustment on one horse, you must use it on the other horse that you have selected as your contenders.
Right.
You've got to do it. You can't say, well, this horse doesn't need adjusting. You've already screwed up. You've got to go back and do that dang race over. You got to do it over. You got to come back and redo it. Your computer, I'm not going to do it over for you. It was not designed because it's set up to put in only what you put in. You put in a slow horse, you're going to get a slow horse.
Does everybody understand why you chose Charlie Z over Shannon Smart? Make sure so there won't be any. You understand? Okay, Jimmy, explain. Show him the energy. Even if he didn't use the tandem concept, show him the difference in energy. Shannon is number five early, right?
I don't know where the printout.
Shannon is on the third page. Jens is number five early. And taller, you have to be in the top two early to win. Nothing else. At this distance. Jens is fifth at this distance. That alone, without even knowing the tandem, having the $20 tandem manual, which tell you the answer.
You know, you can see that the energy, the only reason that Sean Mark in this particular race, he closed on tiring horses. So I know that his energy, I know approximately what it is. I can't find the printout.
Energy in that race just for that purpose. Just for that reason.
But that is
your model will tell you.
It will tell you, but I know that it is. If it ran a 51, it's no 52. I know he's a late runner. You gotta look at it and see that. So I know that he's going to have late percentage energy.
Look at the second call.
Mark Horst.
Shan's Mark.
Sean Smart. You know, he always runs off the pace. Hey, there's something else that you can always do.
47-4 was his fastest second call. How are you gonna get it?
And especially not in today's race, when it's going to favor Mr. Charlie Z on a fast track. So you don't have to use the tandem concept. Ultrastand will get the horse if it is done right and works properly, and the true contenders put in the race. But you know, to be able to eliminate horses before you put them in will increase your percentage.
Either at this point or sometime, could you address the problem of getting a big discrepancy between ultra and ultra plus variant?
I thought I just did.
Ultra, that's
the one. The thing is that if you make your own adjustments or let the computer make it, then you have said yes, and then you disregard ultra skin plus variance. If you say no, I don't want to adjust, then you look at ultra skin plus variance. In this particular instance, if I put in Challenger Sword, or put in Famous Planet, and put in all of these horses, I would say no, and look at ultra skin plus variance. Now, I would look at all of the readouts, that's why they're there. Now, I wouldn't look at some of the readouts somebody showed me a while ago, but God, they had a readout on one race that was more than this. You know, we'll look at all these readouts, we'll look at these so-called spreadsheets, but we won't take the time to look at the 10-pass performance or 5-pass performance of what this horse is capable of doing. We won't compare horse against horse. You know, it doesn't take that long to do it. Yes, ma'am.
In this race, Challenger Sword came in second and paid $35 to play. Is there anything in there that indicates to you that that horse would be in it?
Looks to me like APB on the race would say that you better look a little bit at that horse a little bit. I would say that the Hialeah ran 114 on the internal fractions. It's going to be right there.
113 and 2. Look at the final times of the other horse.
And just look at it. It's going to be right there with those other horses. So I take it off the internal fractions of that mile 16 from Hialeah.
Yeah, it's got the method, yeah, but that 114 is reduced to 113 and 2 in the internal fractions.
So I look at it and I say, well, that horse runs about the 113.3 and compared to the other horses. I'm not going to consider it win. It's not going to win the race.
Why did you excuse the flash?
Pardon?
Why did you excuse the flash? Challenger Sword.
It came out of a tandem race with Famous Planet.
Yeah.
And it got beat pretty badly.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't excuse it. I just looked down and said, well, that's not the true running style of the horse. You know, something happens.
After
winning the maiden, it was 50,000. And if this is a second round over the track and beside which, it's an F situation.
Yeah. And I say, well, I'm going to look at it. I'm not going to consider it for the win. But if I'm going to play the exotics, you know, I know who I'm going to consider for the win. I'm going to consider the mark horse. For a place, it's a true place horse. Because with the winner not in there, it's considered as the winner in the tandem concept. So I'm saying, well, Mr. Charlie Lee's going to win this race. Now I'm looking at two or three others to put over my exacta. One way Birdie would have bet it one way and hit it. I'd probably had to put it in the two or three. Yes.
If you decided that you're going to use a manual adjustment, you know, you just decide, okay, I'm going to manually adjust this race. Could you just sort of walk us through?
So we're going to do it. The third one in this book, we're going to do the second one.
Okay, that's what's going on.
I am definitely going to use the manual adjustment. I'm definitely going to use it. If it needs adjusting, I'm going to use it. If Tom was using it, he would use his own, or using Ultrascan exclusively, he would use his own variant. I would use the ones that the computer gives me.
Okay.
I want you to look at another thing about Challenger. Now, Challenger's a bonus. Did you get it? Exactly, you got it. Challenger broke its maiden at a first level higher than today's first level. The second race over the track, it's dropping, and it broke its maiden. The most important thing is on page 112 of your yellow manual. If a maiden race, exclusive of Exarban, where they have a strange state-bred purse structure, that most tracks, the maiden breaks its maiden at a first level equal to or higher than today's, it is ready to go in with winners of the class levels that it belongs in, which is not 15, obviously, but closer to 12.
You know, your APB, like Howard said, would say, take a look at that horse. You know, a little flyer on the horse. I will guarantee you this, because I've seen I've seen the man in operation. He would have had a place on that horse. Howard would have. He'd never bet the horse win, but you can, I'll guarantee you he would have that horse bet the place. And would have made more money than I made, because the horse paid $35 to play. And he'd have had show on it. And he'd have had, he'd probably had show on the mark horse and a place on the mark horse. He'd have cashed 4 or 5 tickets in this race. Now that's the truth, because I have watched him operate. Now, I hope I haven't confused you on any of this. I've tried to clear it up to show you that it is rather a simple procedure. You know, don't let this little computer scare you. Don't let it scare you because it makes its own adjustment. You know, be smarter than the computer. And the way you get smarter than the computer is reading your manual. Read these manuals. Look at them. Everything is right there in the manual. Match your horses up. Match them up. See who's the best horse. Or the horses that are really true contenders. Look at them. Look at them in the first call, second call, final. You know, so many times we worry about, we see a horse that ran on a 17-day variant. We see one that ran on a 12, and we want to adjust the one on the 17, and dang it being just a slow horse. So we're screwing up. We're thinking, golly, we've got to make the variant adjustment. And we don't. If he needs it, we'll just look at the UltraScan Plus variant. And then I'm real cautious. You know, I've owned slow horses. I know what they are. And you can look at them and you can tell slow horses. Now, know for sure that the horse is slow. Know that whether the variant affected the running style of the horse. How do you do that? Even on these young horses, you have, look at all the face lines that you have to look at to get a comparison on the horses. Look at all of these. That's what they're there for. You know, I'd be completely lost if I only had one pace line to look at. You'll try to play a blue ribbon down where they don't even have internal fractions on some of them.
They do it where they feel like it does. Stick here. I just want to work with you on this.
Okay.
In answer to the first question, does a race need adjustment? If you've got it down to 4 contenders, and you've got 3 horses, I mean, let's say it's 4 contenders all from the same track, 3 horses from 6 furlong races, 1 horse from a 7 furlong race, would you make a determination, therefore, I mean, just all other things being equal, that you, the race did need the adjustment from the computer?
If there was only one horse, and that horse was coming from 7 furlong, and all of the other horses coming from 6, rather than to confuse UltraScan, I would say no and look at UltraScan Plus variant, because that would make that small distance change for me.
And we've got a stretch call
time to look at and to convert it.
And our combo scan lets you look at 4 different versions of UltraScan without entering more than one. Lets you look at ultra raw, ultra invariant, lets you look at open adjustment with no third fraction, and lets you look at your own manual, all in one fell swoop without having to change the programs.
Now, let me say one other thing. You don't need, but to use the tandem concept, you don't need it. You don't have to have it. But it will help you become a better handicapper. It will make you a better handicap. And just all at once, you know, you will spot these things.
And then
apply it.
We were in Exarvin, and Purdy had been out the night before buying everybody drinks and dinner. And he gets to the race where there's a perfect energy fit for the winner, and a perfect place fit for the place horse. He walked over and says, "You got any money?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Give me a couple hundred." So I handed him a couple hundred. We all made our bets on this race. I bet it twice, big deal. Two ways. Purdy puts 200 on it one way, he walks over to me with $1,200, and he gives me $100, $200 back, and $200 for Glenn Smock's operation. And it took him 12 minutes. Not even enough time to charge interest on the loan. Because they were perfect energy bids.
I bet in both ways, they just gonna run one way.
But don't you do it.
Let Purdy do it.
Let Purdy do it. The rest of it.
I bet it two ways.
I did too. And not $200 worth.
No.
Now, any other questions, even on this race, before I leave it? Can you see why that, why you would adjust it with no? You know, we're putting in some slow horses to make a model or to keep fine. You see why that, you know, make this a slight distance change, that we would just say no and look at those again plus variance? Do you understand?
I'm getting there.
All right. If you don't, let me know, because we'll go over another.
Could you explain how you tell a slow horse now?
Yep. I did. Same way you tell a beautiful woman from an ugly.
Okay, let's look at amateur. Look at amateur. Just look at the best that this horse has ever run is about a 113.3 way back at Gulfstream Park. Since then, it's kind of deteriorated a little bit. It runs, it's run a 113.14-1. It's run against a 110.3, 14.5 lengths back. So I would say, you know, the horse is about a 114, is about all the horse can run. And you know, that's with the tailwind behind it. And then I got the Mark horse, and I see that this horse has run a 111.3, has run a 112, it's about a 112 horse. You know, that'll show you. You know, look at these past performances, and just see what the horse has run, and then look over the track that it ran it, know what the track is, and just kind of compare. Then look down at old Charlie, and he's run a 112.2, he's run a 112.2, you know, the horse runs about a 112 or a 113. That's better, that's as good as anything in the race, or better. And then I come over and I look at Challenger Jordan, he runs about a 113.2, 113.4, 114, we know because he ran it. We look at Upper Bridges, a 113.
Look at the second call.
You know, look at the second call then. And
that's what's going to tell you.
Here, okay.
Mark, look at Mark. Where's he ever been at the second call? What's the fastest second call Mark ever ran?
About a 48. About a 47. About what the horse run.
46.2 at M.
I don't see any 46.2 on the
channel. Here.
About 47.
47.
You got to throw in the beaten legs.
Yeah, you got to throw those
in. Well, it's 46.1 on March 8th, 86. And with a two beaten length, 1.5 length.
Two-thirds of the way down.
46.1 is the time of the race.
Right. It was 1.5 lengths off. That was 46.3.
46.3. That's still very good, but.
You know, I mean, that's one where we've got Charlie Z.
Mr. Charlie Z, his worst time is 46.3.
Yeah, right,
it's
his
work.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of way to compare.
There we go, folks. You got, how many of you have the audio tapes on Big of the Baseline where it says, see where they are at the second call?
Yeah.
See what they have to do at the second call? The horse is not going to be there. He won one race. It was a tandem race. The tandem losers going to win today. It's almost cut and dry.
You look at Upper Bridges, and you look at the second call. You know, the last race it ran was a 146.1. But you look at that's the best that horse ever ran. You've got to be leery also if it's the best race the horse ever run. Be real leery of that.
Put it in wire to wire.
Yeah. You know, wire to wire, that's in your manual also.
Big and clever.
So that's the way that you kind of compare your horses and find your slow horses. You know, we didn't think that, what did we have, like, in 2 years then?
A little over, yeah.
We thought that no one needed the UltraScan's answers manual. But come to find out that everyone wants the UltraScan answers manual. So.
It's going to be written partly in English and partly in Oklahomanese.
So we have to come out with an UltraScan answers manual. Did that answer your question?
Maybe if we go to the next one.
You got any more hang-ups on here? Hey, don't be afraid to. I mean, if you don't understand it, let's. Before we go to the next race.
Well, one of the things I didn't understand is when you go, you adjust one horse and you have just all the horses that need adjusting except for the zero horse.
Now this is now, if well. You use your own variant.
Right.
If you make it as Tom Goldhammer makes.
That's going to be the third example in this book.
Yeah. And Howard will explain that. I use only the computer adjustments. I say, yes, if the race needs adjusting, I use the pace adjustment that is given by the computer only. And then I say zero for the third fraction unless I know, as he knows, the track that I'm playing has to have it.
Well, you say yes if the race needs adjusting.
If it needs to
be adjusted. Now, the only instance in which the race would not need adjusting, as I'm getting it, is when all the horses are coming from the same track at the same distance.
Right. Now, except in this particular race that I just went over, I wanted to give you this.
Where you said no, and then looked at UltraScan and Verity.
Right, because it was only a slight distance. I've already got the two top contenders that I feel have a shot at winning the race. You know, I'm not going to throw this one horse out that much, the Mark horse. I'm not going to throw him out, because if one of these other maidens slip out there that are coming off the maiden and challenge this Charlie Z, it could repeat. You know, I don't know, maybe it's on a muddy track. So I'm not going to throw it out. I'm going to look at it. It's a good closing horse.
It's not Charlie Z, Mark.
I mean, yeah, Mark, that's what I said.
Okay, the way it's setting up in my mind is that if you if there's a minor adjustment or two minor adjustments, then you're saying no and looking at UltraScan and Variant.
Right.
If they're all coming from the same track and the same distance, then you're saying no, we're looking at raw UltraScan.
Right.
Right.
And if you're getting horses from all different tracks and all different distances, then you're saying yes, yes, and not looking at UltraScan.
Never say yes, yes,
yes,
yes, no.
Right.
And then looking at UltraScan and not looking at UltraScan and Variant.
Just very straightforward. I put in no. I don't have to do anything else. What column do I look at?
You have a model on the relationship of two columns. If you did nothing else in this world, which I don't do, I do nothing else but what you say in Vegas when I don't have a profile. I will build a quick model on the relationship of ultra and variant. Usually it's like 2-3, 1-2, or 1-3 will be the biggest spread. We're going to get to what happens when you have a 5-1 and a 1-5. That tells you look out for a long shot because you've got such a wide discrepancy between ultra and variant. We'll go into that part of this exercise, but specifically, that's the one thing I want to drum home into everybody. What do you do when you have a 1-5 or a 5-1 or a 4-1 and a 1-4 in saying no? This next race now will answer a lot of the questions because it's a very similar situation. Let me preamble this before Jimmy takes over again. The man who set this as a problem race put in all these horses. These are his, where it says caller race number 5. These are his readouts. He made some adjustments. He got the winner 6-6-6-6, 6-6-5-5 when he adjusted it with a computer or manually. But he failed to notice the energy. If you've read through this, you'll understand what had to be done. Now, Bose, if you go back to Bose, you got no problem. But let's say we don't go back. We take the last raise. We're going to throw out the horses that defy the energy requirements. Those essentially are Touring, Altus, and Sassy. We don't have to know the exact energy profile, this being the second day of the race, to know that at this track, and you know a lot better about Hollywood and Santa Anita, you know the parameters here. We know that 53.37 is far too early for Calder, we know that 50.91 is far too late, and we know that 52.14 is decidedly borderline and really not quite, because the track is about a 52.50 track year in, year out. Now we've got it, there are only now, what, four horses left in the race. Brand, two, well, there are three, because Bo's in there twice. There are only three horses that we'll put in, we're going to put in those three horses now. Take out the horses that don't, that are too widely diverse from the energy. Now you're going to get the horse that you would thought was your number six choice. It's going to be no worse than your number third choice, if you use the last race back, and first if you use the race before, which is too easy. Forget the one where he comes out first. That's no exercise. Now look at what happens if you only enter the horses that meet the energy parameters. Bo is your second choice. Brand is your first choice. If you throw out the Bo, number one Bo, that's too easy. You got a two, three. Well, Bo's in there twice. He's in there after two races back, and he's in there after the last race. The last race is the one we're considering. Now you've got all the horses meeting the energy. You only got three left. Bo is the third choice because Brand is the first choice, is number two. Throwing out the Bo number one. That's so you've got the winner. If you didn't get him off of that, you got him off of being a 3-3-3 horse. And if you remember what the Yellow Manual says, when a 3-3-3 horse is going off at 9-2 or better, you better have something on it. As simple as that. The energy weeded out the 3-3-3.